think. You stole 7 years of her life with your bullshit and your charm, and now you'd like just a moment? Sure. Go right ahead.
Thanks for the solidarity, Mom, but next time, a little less information.
Do you believe a place has a memory? Even before Ed and I started dating, we all used to come up here in the summer and spend weekends. God, I hope it doesn't remember everything.
No matter how certain one is of one's position, of what one should or shouldn't do, one sometimes discovers that one is not as one would have hoped one would have been.
What exactly are you trying to say?
Well, I'm sorry. Look, I feel like I need to tell you something. You're not even listening to me.
I'm sorry. I'll be back in just a minute. Hey. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Anchovy, Nick?
I remember the day I met Kat. It was in New York. I've been seeing Bunny for a few months. And she finally trusted me enough to meet her kid. So, I'm over at her place, and in walks this little monster. That was it. I was a goner. That was the day I became a dad. You know, Nick, you think it's going to get easier as they get older? That you're going to worry about them less? Or that you're going to trust the world more? But that's just not how it happens.
This may not make much sense to you, sir. But I'd like to ask your permission to date your daughter.
I thought you already were.
Initiate Nick into our family. I blame Tony for why my two girls just don't seem to be able to get along. Don't deny it. You barely tolerate each other.
Come on, it's true. The only thing you've got in common is that you're both secretly attracted to me.
Started right after we moved here. My two girls got into a fight over Tony Peepass, and they have never made up ever since.
Apparently, Kat and I were inseparable.
If Kat ate a banana, Amy threw it up.
If Amy threw it up, Kat ate it.
So we were eating and throwing up together in harmony until Tony walked me home from school one day. He was my first boyfriend.
Tony started ignoring Kat because he wanted to play with me. Anyway, the point of the story is that Tony ended up with a chair in his face.
It was plastic and child-sized. But as I recall, there were stitches involved.
Come on, Bunny, there are 15 stitches, to be precise.
So is that when he peed in his pants?
Well, he cried a lot, but no, there was no peeing.
So what's with the nickname?
I have absolutely no idea.
I want to get some more wine.
Would you marry me if I asked you? That was a yes. Did you see that? That was a yes.
And I thought perhaps you... Box, I'm sorry. I had no idea this would be so difficult. I feel like I owe you an explanation.
Hey, relax, relax. It's fine. I promise. And I should probably admit...